The St. Vincent and the Grenadines Environment Fund recently reached an agreement with whalers in Barrelly to stop the hunting of orcas, or killer whales. In an interview with NBC News, co-founder of the SVG Environment Fund, Louise Mitchell, said they received a proposal from Barrelly's chief whaler saying that whalers in the community were open to stop hunting the orcas because of the backlash.
In recent years, that concerns have been raised regarding the hunting of the orca or the pilot whale, and sensitive to those concerns that the whalers at Barrelly have decided to stop the hunt of the orcas, provided that we would be able to give them support for an alternative livelihood in the catching of tuna and other fish species. They propose that we finance the building of two fish aggregating devices, which are known as FADs.
Mitchell said following a meeting, an agreement was made to provide funding for the building of two fish aggregating devices.
Together, we came to that agreement that we would provide the funding for the building by the whalers of two fish aggregating devices, and in exchange they would immediately cease the hunting of the orcas. And that agreement was signed on January 16th, 2025. And they have indeed honored the agreement since that date. Last year, for example, 9 orcas were killed. That is 9 killer whales were killed last year.
Mitchell said the agreement is a huge step forward, since it was the whaling community that stepped forward and came to the conclusion that something must be done.
It shows that conservation is making headway. And the wonderful thing about this initiative is that it is not a top-down approach. It's the whalers themselves coming to the conclusion that this is something that should be done for the protection of the species. So I think as St. Vincent prides itself in wonderful biodiversity of, you know, we have many migratory whales that come through our waters. So the fact that killer whales and orcas are going to be safe in our waters is a great thing for the country to now market, and also for Vincentians and tourists to be able to go on wildlife tours and actually see orcas and dolphins in the wild would be fantastic. So there's a lot of talk about eco-tourism and promoting ecotourism. Well, what is that about? That is about enjoying the beauty, you know, coming to an island, not just to sit on the beach, but actually to go out and see what wildlife the country offers. So,
co-founder of the SVG Environment Fund, Louise Mitchell. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.